very first CSIF Script Club podcast, Trials and Scripulations. Thanks for joining us today. You're in for a treat. To kick off our inaugural very first, just starting podcast, we're sharing a cast recording of the short film script UNS Empyrean. It's a sci-fi drama. I think you're, you know, really going to enjoy it. It's written by Allison Gorner, who is a CSIF Script Club member. And if you stick around after the reading, I've got an interview with her. You know, we talk about some of the things that inspired the story and, you know, kind of how she approaches it. And it's a pretty interesting listen. So stick around afterwards and you'll enjoy it.
Interior, Dr. Chabra's quarters, night. A dark room. A gentle, rhythmic breathing of someone deep in sleep comes from a single bed pushed up against the wall. Dr. Sanvi Chabra, 40s, Indian, is in the middle of a REM cycle when... Beep, beep. Dr. Chabra stirs, her blankets rustling. Beep, beep.
Incoming communication 4, Dr. Chabra.
Ugh. Is there a medical emergency?
No, Dr. Chabra.
What time is it?
It is the third hour of the 102nd day of the United Nations Spaceship Empyrean's journey to the new colony, located on Mars.
So sleeping time.
You are customary sleeping during the third hour, yes.
I thought so. Reject communication.
Beep. The call ends. Dr. Chabra rolls over as the lights click off. Sudden, rude pounding on the door causes Dr. Chabra to bolt upright, startled.
Dr. Chabra! Dr. Chabra!
Stop that pounding!
Are you okay? You didn't answer my call.
I was sleeping. What do you want?
The captain requires your presence. Immediately.
Interior, captain's office, night. A large, sleek office befitting the commanding officer of a first-class spaceship. Captain DeLuca, 50s, sits regally behind a large polished desk. He motions for a now fully awake Dr. Chabra to sit across from him. She complies.
I appreciate you coming, Dr. Chabra. And I apologize for interrupting your sleep.
It's quite all right, Captain. How can I be of assistance?
As you know, my crew and I will not be staying with the colony, but will be returning to Earth with the Empyrean. And as such, my jurisdiction does not extend to Martian citizens, which you are, or very soon will be. Thus, I wish for this situation to be handled directly by citizens of the new colony.
Situation?
A crime has been committed on this ship.
Has someone been injured? Does the medical officer need my help?
No one has been injured, thankfully. But the perpetrator, a young man, Fiznik, he is, well, I believe you may understand him more than anyone else on this spaceship.
Oh, why is that?
Because of your experience with the UN displacement camps.
How did you know?
I have access to all passengers' colony applications and histories, Dr. Chabra.
I see. Of course. And Fiznik was a resident of a camp?
The Rome camp, for 6 years.
6 years in Rome? That is...
unusual, yes.
How did he secure a spot at the Empyrean?
A lottery, offered to displaced youth, although few could pass them to medical qualifications.
He is fortunate, then.
Yes, well, we shall see. Now to the matter at hand, of what I wish you to do.
Interior conference room, night. A high-tech conference room. A large screen dominates one wall. A group of 4 people sit around an oval table that includes Dr. Chabra, Mike Clyborn, 20s American, Adishina, 20s Nigerian, and General Cho, 60s Chinese. They speak quietly amongst themselves. Officer Zorin, 40s American, the chief security officer, stands at the head of the table. His nose is swollen and freshly bruised.
Your attention, please.
Murmuring quiets down.
I am Officer Zorin, the commanding security officer of this ship. This evening, a crime was committed and the culprit apprehended. By order of Captain DeLuca, the 4 of you have been randomly chosen to take part in, for lack of a better word, a jury. I will present you with the proof of the crime, and as a group, you will decide on the most befitting punishment. As presiding juror, the captain has selected Dr. Sanvi Shabra. The criminal is 18-year-old Feesnik Hoja. He was caught stealing medical supplies. Computer, show on screen security video clip. Medical Bay 2-5-24.
They all turn towards the screen as the video footage starts. Interior, Medical Bay, night. Digital beep, the video starts. Feesnik Hoja, 18, Albanian, searches through shelves and drawers of medicine. Crash. He knocks a container to the floor and it bounces around loudly. He freezes and looks around cautiously. Nothing happens. Feesnik continues his search, finally finding the pill bottle he's looking for. Whoosh! The door slides open and Officer Zorin enters and sees Feesnik.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Feesnik bolts away from Officer Zorin, who catches up quickly and tackles Feesnik to the ground. They struggle.
Give that to me.
No, stop!
As Feesnik tries to break free, he accidentally elbows Officer Zorin in the face. Officer Zorin lets out a cry of pain as blood rushes from his nose.
You broke my nose!
He expertly manhandles Feesnik onto his stomach and restrains him with zip ties.
There. Not going anywhere.
He pulls Feesnik to his feet and grabs the bottle away.
You stole this. You're a thief.
Yes.
Beep. The video abruptly ends.
As you see it, the thief was caught in the act and apprehended. To you, Dr. Chabra, for the sentencing.
Yes, thank you, Officer Zorin. I think before we do that, we should introduce ourselves and then have some discussion. Agreed?
Those around the table nod their assent.
Good. I'm Sanvi Chabra, and I'm a medical doctor. I was born in India, but moved to Italy as a teenager. When we reach the new Mars colony, I will head the obstetrics department. And you?
Me? Sweet. Okay. Guess I'll go. I'm Mike. Mike Claiborne from New York. I'm a welder, and my Martian job is to, you know, weld stuff. Yeah.
Well said, Mike. Very oratorical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks?
Don't mention it. My name is Adeshina. I'm from Nigeria. I will be an information security analyst.
You're a hacker.
Basically, yes.
Are you any good? Could you hack the ship's computer?
Already did.
Awesome! Adeshina, the hacker! Awesome, Adesina. That could be a hacker name.
Thank you, Mike. And finally, Mr.
Cho. General Cho.
Joe?
Cho.
That's what I said. Joe!
The General Cho? Military leader of the Chinese New Democracy Movement?
Yes.
Wow! You are a legend! Your Operation Demagogue was brilliant! Epic!
You're not allowed to be here. No soldiers in the UN Mars Initiative.
I am retired.
Wait! Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Yes. Well, this is all very lovely, but can we get on with this?
Yes. Thank you, Officer Zorin. You are excused.
What?
We will let you know when your assistance is needed.
But,
Officer Zorin glares at the group, then leaves the room. The spaceship door whooshes shut.
Good. That guy's a tool.
Agreed.
Yes. Well, what were your first impressions of the security video? Adeshina?
It was short.
Mike?
He said he stole it. So he's guilty.
I would like to know more about the young man before passing judgment.
Yes, General. Me too. Computer, tell us about passenger Feesnik Hoja.
Feesnik Hoja, 18 years old, orphan, Albanian refugee, genetic class, 1. Occupation, dishwasher. Last residence, Rome, UN Youth Displacement Camp.
Ah, that explains it. He's a camper. He's guilty.
He stole, yes, but why medicine?
He said he needed it.
He did not look ill, but he appeared agitated.
Computer, what medicine did Feesnik take this evening?
Clarithromycin.
Why would he steal an antibiotic?
Maybe he had an ingrown toenail. I needed antibiotics for that once. It was nasty.
That's gross.
Yes, it was. Awesome, Adesina.
The point being, Mike, it doesn't make sense to steal it. If he went to the infirmary, the ship's doctor would have given Feesnik the antibiotic for free.
Is he ill now? Can we see him?
Computer, where is Feesnik Hoxha?
Feesnik Hoxha is in the brig, cell number 1.
Show video for cell number 1.
Access denied.
I got this. Dr. Chhabra, pass me that console.
Dr. Chhabra passes the handheld console over to Adesina. Adesina types swiftly on the screen.
Computer, initiate subroutine Alpha and Omega 7.4.
Initiated. Access granted. Live video on screen.
The video appears on the large wall screen. Interior brig, night. Agitated, Feesnik pounds on the translucent wall from inside a locked cell. He shouts,
Gute vrisniate, melejoni tadal, jelutum, a jup of this.
Feesnik stops pounding, slinks to the floor, and sobs.
Yulia! Yulia!
Cut back to interior conference room. The group turns away from the wall screen.
Whoa! This kid is violent. Look at him. And he punched Oren in the face. I should give him a good beat down. Keep him in space prison until we land.
Then what?
Put him in Mars prison? I don't know. It won't be our problem anymore. Maybe we should space him.
Be still, young Mike. Violence begets violence. End the cycle before it begins.
Joe, I was kidding about the spacing, not the beatdown.
What was Feesnik shouting? Did anyone understand? Computer, translate.
The translation from the original Albanian is, you're gonna kill her. Let me out, please. She's dying. Lulia. Lulia.
What's a Lulia?
Not a what. A who. And she's in trouble.
Interior hallway, outside the brig, night. Officer Zorin stands guard to the brig. Dr. Chhabra, General Cho, Adesina, and Mike try to get by.
Dr. Chhabra, there's no access allowed to the prisoner.
We need to speak to him. Let us into the brig, Officer Zorin.
There's no need. He stole. Your need is to pronounce punishment. There are other factors to consider.
Feesnik is distressed, possibly sick. As a doctor, I ask that you open the door and let me see my patient.
No.
Awesome, Adesina. Do that hacker thing with the console thing.
With pleasure, Mike.
Adesina taps on her handheld console.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop that.
The doors to the brig slide open. Interior brig. Dr. Chhabra, Adesina, Mike, and General Cho push past Officer Zorin and into the brig. Feesnik lies slumped on the floor of his cell, unmoving.
Feesnik. Feesnik.
Feesnik slowly turns and looks up.
Who are you?
I am Dr. Chhabra. This is General Cho, Mike, and awesome Adesina. You already know Officer Zorin. We would like to ask you some questions.
You shouldn't be here, Doctor.
By all means, contact Captain DeLuca and have him come down here and sort it all out. I thought so. Now, Feesnik, do you know why you're here, in the brig?
Yes, I stole medicine.
Are you sick?
No, not me. My sister.
Lulia?
Yes, just like I told the officer, but he wouldn't listen. She's all alone. She needs my help.
Hold up. Wait. You already told Zoran this?
Yes. Please let me out so I can help her. She's dying.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's lying.
Computer, look at Yulia Hoxha.
There is no record of a Yulia Hoxha on the UNS Empyrean.
See?
Computer, search records from the Rome UN Youth Displacement Camp.
Yulia Hoxha, orphan, Albanian refugee, genetic class 4, Crohn's disease, deceased at 11 years old.
Officer Zoran lunges forward and bangs on the cell wall.
You filthy little liar. You have no sister. She's dead. Did you think we'd let you out? You could escape? There's nowhere to go. We're in space.
Adesina quickly taps on her console.
Hold on, Zoran. I thought there was something off about the video you showed us. There's more to it. Everybody, look at this.
They all gather around the console as the video plays. Interior medical bay, night. Digital beep, the video starts. Feesneak searches for medicine. Crash, the container crashes loudly. He freezes, but nothing happens. Feesneak searches some more and finally finds the pill bottle. Whoosh, the door slides open and Officer Zoran enters and sees Feesneak.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Feesneak runs. Officer Zoran tackles Feesneak to the ground. They struggle.
Give that to me.
No, stop.
Feesneak elbows Officer Zoran in the face. He cries out in pain.
You broke my nose.
He flips Feesneak and restrains him.
There, not going anywhere.
He pulls Feesneak to his feet and grabs the bottle away.
You stole this. You're a thief.
Yes.
Instead of ending here, the video continues on.
But it's not what you think.
Shut up, you filthy camper.
Please, just give it back. You don't understand. I need it.
Are you sick?
No, it's just...
Just what? You like the thrill? You thought you could get away with it again? I don't know why the captain allowed you on the Empyrean in the first place. You dirty camp kids are all the same. Liars! And criminals.
It's not for me. Please, just let me go. My sister, she's sick. She needs it, please.
I said shut up.
Officer Zoran punches Feesneak in the stomach. Feesneak grunts, doubling over in pain. Grabbing Feesneak's arm, Officer Zoran roughly pulls him away.
Let's go.
No, no, let me go. She's dying. We need to hurry, please. She doesn't have much time left.
The door closes behind them as they exit the medical bay, which is left in a heavy silence. Beep. The video ends. Return to interior brig. Everyone is quiet as the information from the video sinks in.
Feesneak, is Yulia alive?
Oh, Dr. Chabra, I pray that she is.
Is she on the ship?
Yes, yes. I brought her with me in secret.
You're a smuggler, too.
She was not allowed to come because of her disease. But I could not leave her behind. There is no one else to help her. Only me, but we must hurry. She needs the medicine.
What are her symptoms?
Yulia is hot, but she shivers like she is cold. She coughs and coughs until her chest hurts and she can't breathe. She is so tired. I'm afraid she will go to sleep and never wake up.
How long has she been like this?
For many days. And now she will not eat or drink. Yulia is so weak and my heart breaks for her. The doctor in the camp told us to be careful about infections. That it would be worse for her than other people. So, you see, I had to steal the medicine. I couldn't bring her to the ship, doctor. Yulia is not supposed to be here.
I believe you, Feesneak.
Whoa, man. That's harsh. Sorry I doubted you.
And I'm really sorry you were not heard earlier. Let's get that medicine to your sister.
I agree.
General Cho turns towards Officer Zoran and with his full military bearing, stares him down.
Officer Zoran, attention.
Officer Zoran stands at attention, clicking his boot heels together, not daring to disobey.
Did you alter that video before showing it to us?
Yes, General. Sir?
And you knowingly tampered with the evidence, and because of your prejudice, failed to fully investigate the matter at hand, even after Fisnik's testimony?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I did not believe him, sir.
Because he's a camper?
Yes, sir. In my experience, sir, campers are criminals. They lie, cheat, and steal. Do anything to survive.
Officer Zorin, I grew up in a youth displacement camp. The same one as Fisnik, in fact.
They all look at her in surprise. Dr. Chabra, a camper?
Am I a criminal?
No, ma'am.
But Fisnik is. Let us show some compassion, shall we?
Open the cell door, officer.
But General...
Now!
Officer Zorin reluctantly moves to the cell door and enters the code in the keypad. The door opens.
Come here, Fisnik. It's all right.
Keeping a wide berth of Officer Zorin, Fisnik cautiously exits the cell.
Get in, Officer Zorin.
Sir?
General Cho glares at him.
Yes, sir.
Officer Zorin steps inside the cell. General Cho enters a code into the keypad and the cell door slides closed, locking Officer Zorin inside.
Go now. Find the girl. I will stay here with him.
Interior storage bay, night. An enormous storage bay full of a maze of crates, boxes, and equipment. Dr. Chabra and Fisnik run through the bay, their echoing footsteps bouncing around the room.
Where is she, Fisnik?
Just over here, Doctor, behind the access panel.
They stop in front of a square access panel, chests heaving with exertion. Fisnik knocks.
Lulia! Lulia! Open up! Lulia! Are you okay? Answer me!
No answer. It's too quiet.
Can you get it open?
It locks from the inside. I thought it would protect her.
Fisnik pounds on the panel.
Lulia!
Dr. Chabra!
Mike, Adeshina, over here.
Mike, with a large tool bag, and Adeshina run towards them.
I got my tools.
And I have the medicine. Is she okay?
We don't know yet.
Mike drops his tool bag, grabs a tool, and begins to pry open the access panel.
Hurry, Mike. Lulia, just hold on.
Just about got it. There.
Mike finally pries the panel off, and it clatters to the floor. Fisnik frantically rushes in, head first.
Lulia! Lulia! She's not here! She's not here! Lulia!
Fisnik climbs back out, grasping a worn-out stuffed animal, tears streaming down his face distraught. Dr. Chabra gathers Fisnik in a warm hug. Fisnik sobs into her shoulder.
She will die! It is all my fault!
Unsure of what to do, Adeshina and Mike lower their heads, giving them a moment. In the distance, barely discernible, is a quiet little clink, like metal on metal. Adeshina looks up, confused. Clink, this time a little louder. Mike notices too.
Do you hear that?
Clink. Fisnik looks around, his eyes shining.
Lulia?
It's coming from over there.
Mike points along the bay hull. Clink. Fisnik rushes towards the sound and stops at another access panel. Ripping it off the wall, he climbs in.
Lulia?
Nico?
Lulia!
Fisnik climbs out of the access hatch, cradling his 11-year-old sister, Lulia, pale and feverish.
How did you get over here?
You didn't come back.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I was so scared. So I hit, like you told me to.
It's okay now. I'm here. You're safe. You're going to be okay. We're both going to be okay.
Interior, medical bay, day. Lulia sleeps peacefully in a hospital bed as Dr. Chabra checks on her. Fisnik sleeps in a chair next to the bed, holding his sister's hand. The captain enters.
Dr. Chabra. How is the patient?
Oh, hello, Captain. Lulia will recover, but it will take some time. If we had arrived any later...
And Fiesnik?
He hasn't left her side. I tried to convince him to leave to get some rest. But as you see...
She motions to Fiesnik, still asleep in the chair.
Thank you.
Dr. Chopper looks at him questioningly.
For resolving the situation, for your compassion, and for taking my counsel.
I think asking me to be fair and open-minded was an appropriate request.
Yes, but it may not have been so appropriate to request that you investigate beyond the evidence given. And your selection as presiding juror was not so random. You and Fiesnik come from the same place. I knew you'd be able to take the compassionate route.
Did you know about Lulia?
No, but I sensed there was more to Fiesnik than Officer Zorin thought there was.
What will happen to them?
We will have to assess that when we get to Mars. Lulia is a stowaway, and Fiesnik facilitated that. Accepting stowaways is a precedent we cannot create.
The medical qualifications were set in place for good reason. We need healthy people for the new colony. It will not be easy. And she's so young. I would hate to see her sent back to Earth and separated from her brother.
If it can be kept quiet, and if your new home is anything like the world purports it to be, then I am sure you can find a way to have them both stay.
Dr. Chabra nods in assent, hopeful.
Has Officer Zoran recovered from his confinement?
He's a little chagrined, but will return to Earth as planned, and then spend some mandated volunteer hours in the Rome camp.
Good.
Yes, good. Hopefully it will help him, because, you know, he is kind of a tool.
Fade to black.
Thank you very much for listening to us today. I'm your host, Jess Nikaska. This has been the CSIF podcast, Trials and Scripulations. For more information about our next episode, please visit csif.org and check us out on Twitter, the Gram, YouTube, and technology that has yet to be invented. Thank you for listening.